Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. Amidst House Republicans' effort to compel Hunter Biden into Congress for closed-door testimony about their impeachment investigation into the Biden family, the president's son is stating his case about the calls.
If he had no involvement in your business.
You have a dad? Does he call you?
Yes.
Answer the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Biden had that exchange with a Fox Business reporter as Hunter walked the halls of Congress Wednesday. He appeared in the chambers unannounced to compel House Republicans to take his testimony out in the open. House GOP lawmakers, though, are poised to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress for refusing to go behind closed doors. The next winter storm to move across the U.S. will bring significant snowfall to at least 9 Midwest and Plains states through the next 36 hours or so. From Chicago, Illinois to Omaha, Nebraska, there are winter storm warnings and other winter weather alerts posted. The National Weather Service predicts 3 to 6 inches of snow in places that only days ago received a half foot or more. At the same time, there remain several thousand power outages as a result of Tuesday's wind and rainstorm in the Northeast. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Chris Christie is dropping out of the race for president. Christie leaves little doubt he will not endorse the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, either.
I have known him well for 22 years, more than anybody else in this race has known him.
During a New Hampshire town hall late Wednesday, Christie warned Republicans against supporting their current leading candidate for the White House. Former President Trump has largely disregarded Christie's candidacy, other than to poke fun at him on social media and in campaign ads. The NFL's Seattle Seahawks aren't parting ways with head coach Pete Carroll, but Pete Carroll will not be the head coach anymore. Carroll announcing Wednesday he will remain with the organization as an advisor and says it was a joint decision with management.
I'm freaking jacked. I'm fired up. I'm not tired. I'm not worn down.
Carroll thanked the players and owner Jody Allen. He says his role as an advisor is not yet determined. Carroll's been the Seahawks head coach since 2010, winning one Super Bowl and two NFC championships.
I got that summertime.
The 2024 installment of Alabama's Hangout Music Festival will be headlined by Lana Del Rey. The singer-songwriter is joining Zach Bryan and Odessa's headliners. Other acts on the lineup include the Chainsmokers, Renee Rapp, Nelly, and Cage the Elephant. The festival will take place May 17th through the 19th. Passes are on pre-sale starting this Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Thursday. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Larry Klayman with us, the current chair of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution. Larry, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Thank you. You too, Bill.
Well, I was watching a video that you did with one of your colleagues about getting the good out of the bad. I think, you know, this is a time for us, you know, with the beginning of anything, you know, a new year, or it could be a marriage, whatever it is, it's always a good time to pause and, you know, maybe look over the shoulder and say, okay, what did I learn from my past that I can take into the future and redeem it and maximize it? I often tell the kids, Larry, that, you know, experience defines preference. Now, this is 3 years of the Joe Biden administration that we've experienced. Call it what you want. The majority of America calls it a nightmare, although Biden, with Bidenomics, thinks that he's the best president ever. And I just, the 40% or, well, I'm not 40%, but yes, I think the 40% that still polls says that he's doing a good job. You know, I've been wanting to, I can't find one of the 40% that can tell me, explain to me, where is he doing a good job? You know, as you even commented, I think your guest said about getting the trains running on time. There's nothing running on time in this operation. I mean, the entirety of the Joe Biden administration is solely about checking boxes, doing the things that are culturally, I guess, driven. It has nothing to do about merit. It all has to do about affirmative action, which the Supreme Court clearly spoke on that. And, of course, this is all the past 3 years of experience defining preference for us. Do we want to continue on that road of box checking and end up with the, you know, kind of government that checks all the boxes but can't seem to get the trains running in on time, right?
No, you're right. And what you've got with Joe Biden, and everybody knows it, and you look at the people in and around him, you've got an incompetent version of Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Not that Obama was terribly competent either. And the American people are starting to see that to a greater extent. But most people in this country, Bill, not you or me or our supporters, conservatives, people of faith, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, most people are living in a dream world. They're asleep. And they think it's just a passing phase that everything in our country virtually is being destroyed, taken apart brick by brick. You know, whether it's Judeo-Christian values, the perversion that's being taught to kids in schools, whether it's, you know, our economic system where you can't afford to buy food anymore, you got to buy inferior food. You know, whether it's crime, rampant crime in our cities, whether it's running across the border, you know, with drug traffickers, human traffickers, sex traffickers, fentanyl, and of course terrorists, the demoralization of our military. You can see where that is with our Secretary of Defense, who went AWOL during a period of time.
Exactly.
And, you know, everything is being destroyed. But the good news is, if there is any, is that we now see who the enemy is. They've come out of the woodwork. The cockroaches have come out of the woodwork.
Exactly.
And we've seen that in particular with regard to these demonstrations that are going on. You know, kids, you can see, you know, what the Ivy League schools and other schools have done in brainwashing these kids and turning them into socialists, communists, anti-Semites, and you name it, anti-Christians. So we know what we got to deal with, and we have to be unafraid. I did a podcast yesterday about that.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot in any way shirk from our responsibility to do what we need to do to take on this evil government that has been foisted upon us by Joe Biden. It's evil. It's pure evil.
Exactly.
And we now see it.
Well, people need to realize that their eyes are not lying to them, Larry. I mean, let's go back with COVID. COVID pulled back the veil on the educational system with what, you know, public education was doing with our kids, right? And it shocked parents. They couldn't believe it. And instead of the educational, you know, professionals coming together, the academics coming together and say, hey, look, we better, you know, kind of seal this stuff up. They didn't care. They just doubled down. You know, Weingartner, the rest of them, all the union, you know, teachers union and everything like that, ignored common sense, and they had no shame whatsoever. Okay, we're going to let boys use girls' bathrooms. Oh, yeah, girls get raped. What's the big whoop? What are you upset about? You know, I guess this is just the cost of doing business, is that you're going to let your daughter, put your daughter in a public school system and be exposed to restrooms that are not private, and where they could be subject to being raped. And I guess that's just part of doing business, the way they see things. And it's just normal collateral damage as far as they're concerned. So you're exactly right. All this is being exposed. And what we saw with Joe Biden, this whole situation, the fact that we can't even find out the whole truth, and it galls me. I mean, even Charlemagne the God says something about that Joe Biden was elected. Joe Biden was not elected. You know, that is a poor term. That's like, you know, saying that Donald Trump's an insurrectionist. He's not an insurrectionist. He wasn't convicted. And as far as I'm concerned, Joe Biden was not elected. It was those that decided the way they wanted to count the vote, and they appointed Joe Biden, and what America experienced was a coup. And I think part of what you're saying, Larry, is people are waking up to the reality of, you know, how Joe Biden got into office, and the damage that he's done to this country.
It's the arrogance, Bill. You know, whether you're seeing it not just in government, but you're seeing it in terms of the executive branch, that is, and the legislative branch, which run around like a bunch of clowns, you know, Keystone Cops. You can see what's going on with Hunter Biden right now. That's just a political game.
Is that incredible? I mean, the guy shows up, he's right there, and he shows up like that.
But the Republicans have no intent of doing anything. They just want to, you know, use it as a wedge for political purposes going up to 2024, rather than, and to shift a little bit, impeach Mayorkas. Mayorkas is taking orders from Biden, you know, with regard to the border.
Mm.
So they want to have a weak Joe Biden going into the presidency in 2024. But yet, the arrogance of the government, the arrogance of our federal judges in particular, in what's happening, not just to Trump, but January 6th protests.
Exactly.
Putting them, you know, in prison, making them do forced confessions as if this was Iran or North Korea or Russia. I go through it every day as a lawyer with these judges. And they are the biggest threat to this country, the federal judges. And then bar associations in the District of Columbia, New York, are trying to remove conservative people of faith, lawyers that are activists. They can take on the left in court. You can see it. You know, the District of Columbia, for instance, that complaints against, you know, all of the Trump people to remove them. So we have no recourse in courts. It's everything. They have taken total control of this country. And if you want to live in a dictatorship, to sit there and watch Fox News and do nothing. That's my message. You cannot do that if you care about your kids and grandkids and future generations.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're watching Fox News. That's like methadone, Larry. I mean, it really doesn't really solve the problem. It gives you a little bit of a Band-Aid, and some minor comfort. But look at, you know, this is we're losing grip. And sometimes, you know, we have to lose it to really finally appreciate what it is that we have. But you have no idea. If we lose right. this, Larry, the battle back, you know, to come back, it is really going to be a near impossible, you know, challenge for us to take on. Got to go to break. More from Larry Klayman on the other side. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Like to hear from us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Larry Klayman, the current chair of Freedom Watch, author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, there is a revolution that's been taking place. While you've been sleeping and kicking back and thinking the most important thing in your life was your family and you had to worry about your job and what was happening with the economy, Well, meanwhile, the power grabbers have run amok. They have really have been executing a revolution for decades. And it became more pronounced during the Obama years, but because he was a black president and we thought, hey, this is going to solve all the civil rights issues once and for all, and we were going to live in peace, people just thought, okay, we'll ignore this for a short while. But what happened ultimately? Barack Obama became more divisive, and he unraveled the underpinnings of the values that we so hold dear that has made this great American country so exceptional. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. And, of course, now you've got the new iteration of Barack Obama. Not as charming, certainly, but nonetheless equally dangerous in Joe Biden. And so, as Larry has written in his book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, you have to understand that a revolution has been taking place. And it's up to we, the people, to counter that movement. Right, Larry?
You're right, Phil, and you know, I appreciate your mentioning the book, and as I say, you know, in podcasts and appearances, you know, read the book, you know, understand that we do have the ability to take our legal system back. You know, we have citizens' grand juries, we have citizens' trials. We've tried Biden for the bribery from communist Ukraine and Russia before a citizens' judge. We're now seeking to execute that through established law enforcement. We have those tools in our hands. Read the book. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and please contribute with tax-deductible contributions. We're your Justice Department, your real Justice Department. But the bottom line here is that, as we said in the first segment, is that you have to know that you've got cancer to be able to cure it.
Exactly.
If we don't take action now, we're going to die a very quick death, and we're in the process of doing that. And it's every aspect of this country right now that's going down the drain.
Real quick, you mentioned the citizens' grand jury. Punctuate that so that people understood that there was a ruling, there was a judgment on this. He was convicted, right?
That's correct. You know, we paneled a grand jury of citizens that were neutral. They indicted Joe Biden. There's enough evidence out there right now.
You mean unlike the juries that hang around in D.C. that are so biased, you actually did something that was more objective?
Right, and then we gave Biden notice. You can come and plead innocent, guilty, no look contendere. You can come and defend yourself. He had no respect for the American people. Before 1870, that's how it was done. You didn't have a Justice Department at that point in time. And in fact, Justice Scalia ruled that there's nothing inconsistent, you know, with a grand jury, which belongs to the people, not the three branches of government, in proceeding to enforce the law. So that's what we've done. And you cannot rely upon the Republicans, and I'm a registered Republican, but not the way these people are, to do the job. You can't do it. And at this point, we need to take our country back and enforce the rule of law ourselves peacefully and legally. And we also need to keep punching. We can't be in any way disillusioned at the state of affairs right now. We will turn the country around, but it's going to take work. And that's why I say, you know, read my book, watch Fox News, whatever you want to do, listen to your show, but then join Freedom Watch and help us.
Exactly.
These are the things that need to be done right now. FreedomWatchUSA.org.
Like you say, there's a lot of power in the hands of we the people. 345 million, the cumulative intelligence and power that lies there. This is what freaks, despots and people who are power hungry, totalitarians, you know, like Biden and the Marxists of the world. Is when the people come together. I mean, look what happens with President Xi. He's losing grip there in China right now, and they're freaking out, and their only response is to do just like what Joe Biden did after January 6th. You just lock them up, right? And you just put the power of the government, the power of the taxpayers' money, right back upon the people that gave you the money to begin with. How disgusting is that? So
we've got to do what we got to do, Bill. You know,
exactly.
We can't worry about what people think. I mean, look at Israel right now. They've got to take care of Hamas, and we've got to take care of Iran. Now is the time. If you're going to take the mullahs out and the nuclear facilities, you better do it now rather than be screwing around with the Houthis or everything else. We need to do it now, and we need to save this country now. Now is the time for hard action.
Yeah, this whole idea of these proxy wars and that. Proxy, moxie, who cares? Iran's is funding it. You've got to go to the root of this. I mean, you know, the Houthis are yelling and screaming, trying to get some attention, Hezbollah. You know, you got the PLO and the West Bank, all this stuff. I mean, Israel is surrounded. You're exactly right, Larry. And I look at, I support Benjamin Netanyahu and what the IDF is doing there. And it is going to take a process. And there's no question war is ugly. But, you know, people, lest they forget, Israel didn't start this. Israel didn't go into the Gaza and start raping women and dragging them through the streets. You know, this was done by Hamas. And as I remind our audience, when you look at the video, Larry, you see Palestinians on the side cheering it on. I didn't see one Palestinian get in the way and try to stop it. You know, them dragging women naked in the streets that they had raped. You know, this is disgusting.
Yeah, you know, and the good Palestinians are scared to speak up because they'll be killed as well.
Well,
you
of know, course.
And yeah, and so it's total dictatorship. So my point that I was making, Bill, I think you got it, is that the world is against Israel, including the Biden administration. They undercut Israel under the table with mm-hmm. that. And you just have to do what you have to do. And that's what the American people need to do right now. Not worry about, you know, criticism, not worry about our corrupt FBI or corrupt Justice Department. You know, it was Jefferson who said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government mm-hmm. fears the people, there's liberty. And yeah. they must fear us. Yeah. Otherwise, nothing's going to change.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and the thing is that I reminded people, I don't know if you saw this clip or not, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, America was there to take a look at the and observe the election process there in Bangladesh. And on her reelection, she had commented, said, this is probably the most free and fair election we've ever had. And she looked to the American you know, contingent that was there supervising the election, and she commented, she says, probably better than yours. And, you know, which reminded me of the fact that, look, at the world is not being fooled. They see the game of Joe Biden. They see clearly what happened. They see that it was fixed. They see the incompetence of it, but they have to play with the United States because we got they got, you know, it's our money, taxpayers' money, and Joe Biden's out there quid pro quoing, you know, like crazy because that's what he's done all his life. And so, you know, they've got to kowtow to him. Netanyahu's got to be nice to him and be political. We get that. But the fact of the matter is that, like you say, Israel and others, you know, we're all in that same situation. You know, what are you going to do about it? You've seen the enemy now. Now what are you going to do about it?
Correct. And so therefore we need to enforce our own rule of law. And, you know, I'm doing other things. You mentioned the case that I have in Palm Beach.
Yes, thank you, because we've got about a minute and a half left. So go ahead and address
the PGA
that.
Tour. This is another example of how, you know, the elites in this country take control. We have a new golf league, LIV, that was financed by the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, who happens to be Saudi Arabia, by the way, one of our best allies. And the PGA Tour wanted to maintain its monopoly. I'm a golfer. I'm a golf fan. I used to be pretty good when I was a kid. You know, Duke. I played at Duke, et cetera. And I saw this, and I looked at the commissioner, Monahan, say, we're going to kill this league, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, this isn't right. So I brought an antitrust case for American golfers, and it's going forward. I hope people will watch that, too, because we need economic freedom as well as political freedom in this country. Everybody deserves to compete and to excel on its own merit. You can go to freedomwatchusa.org and see that.
You see, again, that's what's so critical to understand. The freedom, it touches on everything. You know, to the point that, you know, like they used to say, if it's not, you know, freedom for all, it's not freedom at all. And so this is the beauty of liberty, and here we are. We are the torchbearers. We are the carriers and the promoters of freedom for the world, and we must not let that go, Larry Klayman. We must not. And thank you for all the great work you're doing.
Thank God for people like you who
imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide.
Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is not ready to speak about a potential choice for vice president.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
I'll give you. We'll do another show sometime.
At a Fox News Town Hall event Wednesday, Trump's still leading the GOP polls by a wide margin, but the field's beginning to shrink even more. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race Wednesday, leaving Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy as the only remaining candidates. Pop star Selena Gomez is being cast to play Linda Ronstadt in an upcoming feature film. According to Rolling Stone, the movie's in pre-production now. Hints from Gomez had been popping up on her social media pages in recent days, including a photo to Instagram this week that showed Gomez reading Ronstadt's memoir. Ronstadt's won 11 Grammy Awards and has sold over 100 million records. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Horace Cooper joins us now, the constitutional professor and legal scholar. Hey, Mr. Horace, Happy New Year to you. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, a lot going on. I mean, you've got Hunter Biden shows up at Congress to sit there and observe them marking up whether or not he's going to be held in contempt. What is it about Hunter? He just has no regard. He's just obstinate and defiant. I mean, and what does that say about, first of all, his own family values? His father is the president of the United States, saying, that's a good move, that in a sense you should sit there and mock, Congress when you've got yourself in jeopardy. What are you doing?
So when I was a kid, I worked at a small amusement park. It's not one of the ones where thousands and thousands of people come every year, but it was open for about 6 weeks. And guess what? At that amusement park, there was at least a couple of people who were the children of the owners. So when we were told, okay, I know that your ride that you are supposed to operate isn't working right now, I want you to go sweep up, clean up, let's do a little janitorial duty. Guess what? That meant me, when I heard that, I had to go and do that, even though I was supposed to be working a ride. But what did it mean for the kid who was the son's owner? They were exempt.
Yes.
What we witnessed this week is the behavior of a person who says, I'm exempt.
Yeah.
That's not going to require me to do these things. respond to your subpoena. What's supposed to happen when you dismiss any responsibility and accountability? You're supposed to be prosecuted. But who's in charge of prosecution? Dad is. Joe Biden is responsible for seeing to it that we have accountability when people don't comply with a subpoena. The behavior that we witnessed is evidence that Hunter Biden knows there will be no accountability, that he's exempt, that Dad's not going to require him to do the kinds of things that you and I would face. This is pretty obvious.
Yeah, and this is on the heels already of him being exempt and getting away with, you know, some tax charges. They expired because the way this thing was, mishandled, and then I start to say that, and my tongue stops. It comes to a screeching halt because it wasn't mishandled. This is the way they orchestrated it. They got the results they wanted to. They wanted to exempt
him. That exactly. would have not only allowed Hunter Biden to walk away from all of his responsibilities with tax fraud, with representing foreign companies or foreign countries without reporting, and even the misuse of a firearm by having said that he was not a substance abuse user on the form to acquire it. All of that was going to just disappear. Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it is still going to disappear. It's going to disappear via a pardon.
Right.
Dad is going to say, I am covering up. Well, he won't say covering up. Mm-hmm. I am protecting my son because he's got a real illness. He's got a sickness. Meanwhile, you and I, were we to have these problems, you get that brush out. You're going to clean that toilet. You're going to sweep that floor. You're going to make sure that restroom is sparkling clean. There's a real difference between what happens, and this is why our president is letting America down.
Right.
He's supposed to stand up for the principles of the rule of law and not have favorites in America.
You know, Paul Manafort wanted to change his name to Paul Biden Manafort, but he was a little slow in doing that, so he ended up spending, 8 months in solitary confinement, I think is what he told me. I couldn't believe it. Solitary confinement for, you know, I guess the same thing, in a sense, that Hunter Biden so far is getting away with this. But what you're suggesting here, Horace, and this is what I'm concerned about, is the lawlessness that this promotes. I mean, Hunter Biden has been a one-man wrecking crew in terms of damage to the American, you know, societal psychology and mindset to think that laws don't matter. I mean, so why not go ahead and do these smash and grab things? You can get $1,000 worth of property. What matters? I mean, you've got the president's son getting away with all this stuff, so why not me?
In the specifics of Hunter Biden, we have interest in Russia that have to be accommodated to as a way to protect Hunter Biden. There are interests in China that have to be accommodated to in the interest of protecting Hunter Biden. Even in Ukraine, where America's hard-earned taxpayer dollars have been set in the terms of tens of billions, again, interests have to be accommodated to in the interest of Hunter Biden. This decision to protect an individual because he's daddy's son has had significant and consequential global effects.
Exactly.
We don't know whether or not any particular trade policies with China, we don't know whether or not any policies with regard to the threat of the China invasion of Taiwan, we don't know much about the policies with regard to protecting Ukraine from Russia aggression or vice versa, are in fact intertwined with Hunter Biden. That's something that we as the American people deserve better for. Now, Then you add the message that his example sends has been a license to a lot of other people that they shouldn't have to follow the rules, that they shouldn't have to pay for whatever it is that they go into the store and buy. I promise you, if we go into the grocery store and I'm pushing my shopping cart, nothing goes in my shopping cart except what I'm prepared to pay for.
Exactly.
But if you have people that know that they're not going to have to pay for it, lots more goes into their shopping cart. And we've been sending a message through the Department of Justice, through our vice president's office, and through many other media voices that it's okay to break these rules. These aren't really all that important. And guess what? We're seeing rule breaking at a degree that's just unprecedented.
Well, and here we are. We're going into an election year, 2024. I mean, this is like a tinderbox getting ready to explode, Horace, don't you think? I just sense that something could really light this up at any moment, because there needs to be a release valve of somewhat, because we've been putting up with this, you know, recently in the last 3 years. You know, high inflation, all this money that we're spending, like you say, we don't know a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you, you know, it's quite interesting with what's happening with Ukraine and Russia, for example. You know, Biden has finally reached that level that Margaret Thatcher talked about, that socialism is good until you run out of other people's money. And I think that Biden is starting to realize that a little bit, and maybe the Ukrainians. But the neighbors of Ukraine have known of their corruption for a long time. I mean, yeah, they've helped out a little bit, but they know that Ukraine is dirty. And they look at all that Joe Biden and what America is doing there, and they're thinking, what a waste. You know what I'm saying?
There are a lot of Americans that are asking the same question. What do these neighbors know that we don't?
Exactly. And you brought that up so clearly. And it's just like the same thing, you know, like, you know, with what's going on at the southern border. The neighbors know what's going on. They see what's going on with these migrants. They see the migrants that are being trafficked there and how they're being captured, you know, by the cartels. They see this loud and clear. But meanwhile, Mayorkas is telling, you know, the United States and the rest of the world that, oh, we got it all under control. Wow. Amazing. Got to go to break. We've got more from Horace Cooper on the other side. Stay with us.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Have you with us just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Horace Cooper. He's the author of the new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Black Americans. And I know Horace, when he says black Americans, it's not only black Americans, because anything that hurts black Americans hurts all Americans, doesn't it, Horace? I mean,
well,
it's just...
Black Americans are the canary in the coal mine. See the discomfort, the pain, pain and displacement of blacks, just understand, look around in your house, and you're going to see that the problem is headed your way.
Exactly.
The programs that have destroyed black America aren't exempting your family. That plague is attacking yours as well. The unemployment, the crime, so many of the leftist policies that are hurtful and that have been destructive that we can see clearly within black America, they're not just exempting the rest of us. It's coming for your neighborhood, too.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Horace, we're all in the same boat, like it or not. I mean, think about this. We're going through this journey of life. We're here in America and blessed in so many ways previously. And now what's being done, it affects everyone. And I think this is some of the revelation that's happening. And as the shroud of deceit and delusion is being pulled back, especially in the last 3 years, we can be thankful. I guess, God says we should be thankful in all things. And I know for some people, you know, especially those who lost loved ones during COVID, say, I'm not so thankful, Bill, for COVID. And I get that. But in the general sense of what COVID revealed in terms of our vulnerability, this is huge. And what are we going to do about it, Horace, you know?
Topic that we were talking about, too, about this rising level of crime all over our communities, and we're wondering, is this going to be reversed? Here's what people should understand. We have government as our servant, our helper, our person who's our specialist. That's the purpose of government. If I have, which is what I did have over the Christmas holidays, a leaking toilet, and I thought, well, let me see how much it will cost to have a plumber come in. The plumber said during the Christmas holidays it was $400 to visit, and then there was a $150 minimum for every hour of working. I looked at that and I said, you know what? I could probably get on YouTube and I can figure this out, which
exactly.
is what I did. Well, what does that mean to you and your audience? We are seeing that when the police won't come, when the county ordinances and the local governments are exempting the kinds of bad behavior, and you can't call on that specialist to solve your crime problem, we're increasingly seeing signs that Americans are doing it themselves. Our whole point of civilization has been that we are going to allow government to handle crime control. We're going to allow government to handle punishment of criminals. We're seeing in stark HD living color the number of Americans growing who are saying, okay, I've had enough of that. You guys don't show up. You guys don't treat it as a priority. I literally am going to do it. And you're seeing workers at shops shooting at criminals. You're seeing people in homes when they are being invaded shooting at people. You're seeing YouTube videos where people are saying, I want you, I'm begging you, come to my house. This is what you get when you create an environment where the government isn't handling its responsibilities
exactly.
In an efficient way.
And here we are. I mean, the southern border, record numbers for us again this year. They're now estimating somewhere 10 to 12 million illegal immigrants.
But state governments are stepping in to do the work the government's supposed to do. Let me add, don't be surprised when individuals start stepping in to do the work the government is supposed to do. Last night, during the town hall meeting, former President Trump said that the largest deportation effort in the history of America was about to be undertaken. A lot of these migrants, if we want to call them, I call them criminals, don't understand that they've all been given two things, an ID card that allows them to get ahead of the line of you and I, and the other is they've been fingerprinted. This means that there will be a lot easier effort, even though they're wandering around the country, they're not staying at any fixed address. This means when law enforcement runs those fingerprints, when those ID cards are looked at and scanned, those people are going to be tracked down.
But exactly.
This is going to be disruptive.
Right,
this
no
is
doubt.
Going to create problems for folks. But this is the consequence of the Biden administration allowing a wholesale invasion of our country.
Well, the Marxist Democrats haven't honored evidence like this. I mean, look at they eradicated, erased all the evidence and information from the January 6 hearings. When we say that, this is what the Biden administration has been collecting, the flags go up for me immediately, Horace. Call me skeptical. But are these knuckleheads, Mayorkas and the rest of them are going to say, all right, fine, we're going to, like they did with, the takeover when, Clinton left office and George W. Bush came into office, right? All the brats of the Clinton administration, a lot of them took the W's off the keyboard, this childish kind of junk. And
it surprised me if the outgoing Biden administration attempted to delete the database with this information. The problem is these are federal ID cards.
Yes.
Even if there's no database that we can automatically look at, when those cards are used, and remember, they were given to them so that they can work and perhaps even vote. They were given to them so they could be integrated back into American society. These in millions are now going to have to throw away all those cards, and now what you have is a circumstance, if the Biden administration erases the database, now what you have is a circumstance where we just aggressively enforce rules that if you are not eligible to work, you can be deported. Those rules have also been relaxed. You see, it is the criminals coming into America that have also been lied to. America has been lied to, but the criminals have been lied to, promised that they can come here and this will be a great 5 to 7 year experience. Well, I want your audience to understand the largest deportation effort in American history is about to come underway, and there are going to be serious consequences. And as I pointed out earlier, lots of Americans are going to help out in that deportation effort because they have sat back and wondered, why hasn't government taken care of the responsibility it's supposed to? Invasion is one of the key responsibilities that government's supposed to protect us from.
National security, number one. It's the number one job of our government, and they're failing the test. The box is not getting checked, which is the Biden administration's way of doing business. They love checking the boxes. We got just about a minute left here, Horace, and I wanted to spend more time on this, so we're going to have you back and talk about the Supreme Court win, you know, is in the cards, they're saying, for the January 6th defendants. This is what lawyers are predicting when the Supreme Court picks up the case in February regarding the obstruction charge. What do you say?
Well, let no man be surprised. Whatever man reaps, he shall sow. The misuse of our criminal justice system to try to get Donald Trump is backfiring. Ask Fannie Willis in Georgia about her relationship with the prosecutor that she handpicked. This is all blowing up, and a lot of what we see as the misuse of the criminal justice system is turning around like a boomerang.
Mm-hmm. So what is your prediction? I mean, I'm relieved the Supreme Court is finally picking this up. I think they should also pick up these other issues, these 91 indictments that you know, Trump has been saddled with, you know, to settle this issue. I mean, here we are. We're in the election season, and this is nothing short of election interference, which the Democrats love to shout about, right?
I said last fall that the attempt to misuse our criminal justice system in this way would not be so easy and so simple as the left thinks. I'm increasingly confident that we're not going to see these federal trials take place prior to the election. I'm increasingly confident that J6 defendants are likely going to be found to not be in violation of the Enron statute that was twisted and distorted in order to capture them. And I'm increasingly confident that the Supreme Court is not going to allow states to keep Donald Trump or any Republican candidate off the ballot under some misuse of the 14th Amendment. Again, it's because it's not that easy to use our criminal justice system in this way to engage in lawfare.
Can you imagine the lawsuits, Horace? But, you know, and every time I see that, it's not like these knuckleheads, you know, are going to pay for it. The Justice Department's not coming out of their pocket. It's we the people, the taxpayer. It's coming out of our pocket. And we're already $34 trillion in debt. And, let's get all these settlements going across the board here. I mean, this is going to be endless.
Well, absolutely. There will be consequences, but there is a day coming. You know, when the great flood came, there were consequences. And then there was a great day that came after that.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Bible tells us. When righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. I'm praying for that day, Horace Cooper. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final